You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. In times of bullish markets, as David Shapiro mentioned earlier in the show, it is often difficult to find how it is that those markets will unfold from a day-to-day perspective. It is more important as a long-term investor to ensure how to make sure you navigate and manage your risk more effectively in those times. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with Senior Institutional Clients Manager at Alan Gray, Jeff Chikudu. He joins me on the line to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Jeff, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. In times where markets are doing well, one would often think that there's very little risk in the market because the market's on the up. What are the risks that are out there when markets are doing this well?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having me on the show, and good evening to the listeners. It's a very good question, Jimmy. When we see markets performing strongly, we are often drawn in as investors at the very point when valuations are high and becoming more stretched, and investors are being motivated by the fear of missing out. They end up buying at prices that are higher than what we think it's the fair value or the intrinsic value of the asset. Also, we become more optimistic, expecting the good times to continue, and we become less and less cautious. And the danger is that when we overpay for an asset, that is a recipe for losing one's investment over time as markets correct. That is one risk that we at Alan Gray seek to avoid or to minimize by making sure that we try to always pay a price that's well below what we believe is the fair value of an asset.
Speaking of that fair value, Jeff, from a valuations perspective, we are finding ourselves in times where markets are looking to question whether these valuations can hold. The likes of Nvidia that are reporting numbers, their valuations definitely underpinned on that performance that we're expecting to see from a business perspective. Nvidia is a specific example that I use here because it sits in a very unique, concentrated market of artificial intelligence, and concentration risk becomes portfolio risk at some point. How is it that we navigate that where very few options are available in the market, but perhaps investors still want exposure in that space?
So another good question, Jimmy. And when you look at market concentration, whether it be in South Africa or overseas, we are seeing those effects where valuations are quite high. And the biggest risk one must think about is how exposed are you to that? If we're talking about artificial intelligence, how well exposed are we to the likes of Nvidia? We understand that a lot of those companies are fighting for market dominance, and we do not know which one is going to win at the end of the day. And it's very similar picture what you see in South Africa, that we are seeing gold prices at unprecedented highs, and we don't know where they are going to settle. So the best thing to do is always to look for shares that are trading well below the fair value of that asset, and that will protect the client and make sure that you have a diversified portfolio. If I focus more on the SA market on gold prices, we believe that investors should do the homework and understand what is the value that they're paying for and what is being priced in. If the valuation is driven only by prices, as we have seen more recently, then one should always be more cautious, because these prices can come up and down. They do fall. We've seen that over the long history that Alan Gray has been managing exposure to commodity prices.
Jeff, before I let you go, those commodity prices at the moment are the subject of international factors and external factors. How is it that investors managing their own portfolios should be considering external factors as they potentially pose a bigger risk or a bigger threat to risk management?
Yes, having a highly concentrated portfolio, if an investor tries to copy what is in the index, they will have that large exposure to commodities that we do not dictate what the price will be. They're dictated internationally by the markets. But the factors that have driven that over the last couple of years, what we believe was we've seen a lot more buying by central banks. We've seen also some other investors being attracted because they are scared of geopolitical uncertainty. Some of these factors can reverse quickly, and maybe as a point in, as an example, typically what we will see is that gold prices tend to rise during periods of high uncertainty or geopolitical conflicts. And what we saw from end of Feb until July, prices actually came down despite the fact that there was a new conflict between Iran and the US. Maybe that was an indicator that investors who were paying over $5,000 an ounce were paying a substantial premium for having a safe haven asset. And but from our perspective, we're not going to try and predict where the gold price is going to be in the future. What we ask investors to look at is to have a diversified portfolio and also to manage the risk that comes with that exposure by sizing that position adequately.
Managing risk is all about ensuring that you are able to make the necessary decisions at the time that those decisions need to be made, especially if you're looking at a long-term portfolio structure here. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Senior Institutional Clients Manager at Allan Gray, Jeff Chikudo, joining us to take a look at how it is that you manage risk when markets are on the up. The segment was brought to you by Allan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.